World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Man, this is... Spencer came and upgraded my computer this weekend. This is so cool. I got two monitors, and the mouse works on both of them. Goes from this one over... Spencer, this is so cool. So, hey, listen, I'm coming to New Hampshire Friday night. Let me make that very, very clear, because there's been some confusion about going to Maine. And I don't know if those of you who, if you passed social studies, Maine and New Hampshire are connected. So I'm going to go to Maine on Friday, and we're going to do a big rally there with Claudine and the crew up there who's really fighting back against the darkness. I hope Lorna makes it up there. And then I'm going to go to Maine for a Salt and Light Brigade meeting the next day. Ohio, Brett, and I will both be there. So some of you are listening out there have been kind of confused when I keep saying, I'm going to Maine. I'm going to New Hampshire first. Going into New Hampshire on Friday, doing a thing in Maine on Saturday, and coming back home sometime. I don't know when that is, but Lord willing, unless I get up in the airlines and one of those Southwest airline pilots jumps out, and then I'll float home, I guess. I don't know, but we're going to be there. My blood pressure is so high today, and you're going to see why here in a second. But let me do a couple things before I get the really, really high blood pressure. Listen, folks, well, hang on. Happy birthday to my dad. Put that picture up there, Spencer. Happy birthday to my dad. He's dead. He'd be 102. That's my mom and dad. Dad would be 102 years old today. And dad would be proud of me because I was a coach and a baseball player and an honorable guy. And my mom would be really proud of me because I'm doing what I'm doing. And I just want to honor my dad this morning, 102 years old. Wow. Wow. If I only knew then what I know now about parenting and child rearing and sacrifice. My dad wasn't home a lot. He was home, but he wasn't home a lot because he worked double shifts all the time at Kaiser Aluminum. He'd go in and he would go to work at 7 in the morning, and he would literally work till midnight. And he would go to bed and sleep 6 or 7 hours, and he'd come home and he'd do it again. Because he had kids in college and one income family, and you don't make guys like that anymore. And I would say if I credit who I am, it would be probably more to my mom than my dad, because I was raised by my mom. My dad was, dad coached our Little League baseball team. He was a good dad, don't get me wrong. Great father. We worked all the time. And 102 years old. Happy birthday today, Opie. That's what the kids called it. Happy birthday, Opie. Opie Frank. Who do you think I look like? I don't know who I look like. I don't know.
You've got dad's nose.
Yeah. And happy anniversary to Abby, my daughter Abby and Morgan. They've been married, I don't know, a bunch of years today. And I remember the day I told them that they got married. Same thing I told all of our children got married. Go have babies. Make me a grandpa. And they did, and Abby is almost 38, and pregnant with her fourth. She lost one, so this will probably be her last one. So that's just for me to be able to say that. And then this is critically important. I don't know if you have it ready yet, Spencer. Listen, folks, let's amp it up for Bobby Lee's event out in Pennsylvania on All Hallows Eve. Spencer, I don't know if we have it up. We have a new one. I don't think we have it up there yet. Russ Dizdar, Tom Dunn, Reggie, me, we're going to be there, and we're going to do a spiritual warfare training event in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. We're going to go to Gettysburg on Friday, and Russ and Tom and Reggie and everybody's going to – we got to get that new one up there. Mark that down. Get that. It's only $25. That's all it is, $25. That includes Dizdar. You get Dizdar. You get – we'll get you a meal, all that stuff, $25. We'll get the right one up there tomorrow. We haven't posted it yet. They sent it to me this morning to make sure that, you know, that I read over it and make sure there weren't any corrections or anything like that. So please, folks, mark that down, October 29th and 30th. A lot of other good stuff going on, but I got to move on. I'm irritated. I'm really irritated this morning. Really irritated. Lorna Nigg is joining us this morning. Lorna's a friend of mine from a distance, really for many years. She watches the show. She showed up at Hillary Clinton's house, not once, but I think she came twice, maybe came all three times, Lorna. I don't remember. She showed up at an event we did down in New York City. She is a warrior for the Lord. And I want to show you a video real quickly. Spencer, if you could, go up and pull up Lorna down at the bottom, starting at the 22-minute and 30-second mark. And Lorna lost her job. She lost her job, folks. Literally lost her job because she would not take the jab. Now, Lorna is a school teacher. And here's what those dirty dogs at her school district did. They didn't fire her. They put her on unpaid administrative leave. Folks, that cancels her health insurance. She can't walk away and pull out of retirement and live on a retirement. She's a single mom. And I'm going to show you the video of her. Hey, folks. You ever seen a woman with stones? You ever seen a woman with stones? You're about to see one with stones. You don't see many men with stones. So this is Lorna at the moment when they come in, when those cowardly pussy administrators come in. I'm not sorry. I take that back. That was a lie. When those cowardly administrators come in and fire her. No. Put her on administrative leave. This is from a Rumble channel that is not Laura's. I got Lorna. She's got some other videos we can show here. But I want you to get a feel for this, what this brave Christian woman has done here. Go ahead and play that, Spencer.
Good morning.
Robinson.
Yeah, I know. I know what you look like.
So you were advised both by phone with me and in a letter that you're in violation of the governor's executive order 13.
An executive order against my constitutional rights. And again, nobody should be forced to take something against their rights. Where in the contract, in my contract, does it say that you can give me unpaid leave? It doesn't say that I have to be forced to take something against my will. So show me in the contract that you can give me unpaid leave and you can make me suffer and me lose my house and my kids not be fed.
So
no, tell me where it is in the contract and tell me where it is in the Constitution that you could tell me what to put in and on my body.
Teachers have,
I don't want graphene oxide in my body.
Right, I said teachers have to obey the law.
No, that's not a law. The executive order is not a law. It did not go through Congress. I know the law, sir.
That it's an executive order. It's a lawful order.
It is not a lawful order when it goes against the will of the people.
You're also being...
It does not supersede the Constitution of the United States of America.
Ma'am,
you're
So just please.
Ma'am, I'm Bill Guzman, Chief Operating Officer.
So
we're going to ask you, you're on administrative leave. Unpaid leave as of Monday. You're here against that order from us to you. If you do not vacate this building, we're going to call the police and have you.
Then call the police because you didn't fire me. You need to fire me.
Thank you.
No, we don't.
You need to fire me.
You are trespassing.
You're being directed to
leave
the
building. So we shall call the police unless you go voluntarily.
No, I'm not going.
Okay. So
because you are following orders against the Constitution of the United States of America, and you are destroying lives.
Ma'am, if I were you, I would get an attorney to explain to you all the erroneous things you're saying.
I already have an attorney, sir.
Okay, well, let's get the attorney. Let's get the police. We'll have you escorted.
Are you refusing to leave the building?
Yes, I'm refusing to leave the building.
Call the police.
Thank you.
Okay, we can freeze it right there. Lorna, come on in here. That sounded like an order. Get in here. Get in here.
Okay, and what?
Lorna, this is okay. This is like for real, isn't it? Let me pause a second.
Oh, yeah.
So, folks, listen to me. She doesn't have any income. How many children do you have, Lorna?
I have three. I mean, two are older, but one is still 19, and he's living home, and he's going to college.
And they put you on unpaid leave.
Right.
You have no money coming in.
No, and I was making a good income.
How long have you been teaching, Lorna?
I've been teaching 20 years in Connecticut, except I was going into my 17th year in Bloomfield.
17 years, and what do you teach? Other than
I teach art full time. I love my job. I love my students. I miss working.
And so what happened? What's the name? Bloomfield? Is that the name of your school district?
Bloomfield School District.
So tell us real quick, how did this whole thing transpire? But folks, listen, I have a history with Lorna, okay? This isn't just some lady I pulled off of the internet. She was on my boat Sunday afternoon.
That was nice.
I have a relationship with her, okay? Mm-hmm. Explain to us what's happened here, Lorna.
Okay, so in the beginning of the year, I knew he was going to wait till last minute. Our governor put through an executive order that all state employees will have to get the jab or have to test weekly. So once a week, we will have to get our nose jabbed. And so basically in the beginning of the year, because I knew this was coming, I already put together a few letters for a religious exemption. And I basically wrote my own. I took one online from a pastor that I read his and I agreed with it. And then I also had a document that was a legal document because I want to cover all my bases, you know? And so the harassing letters started coming in that, you know, you have to, if you don't get the vaccination by September 27th, then you're going to have to do the testing and you need to sign this form. So they wanted us to sign this form that said, in order to get your religious exemption reviewed, then you would have to agree to testing. So on that legal document they wanted us to sign, I would have to also agree to testing, and I was not about to do that. So I kept pretty much ignoring the emails that were constantly coming in. If you don't do this by a certain date, you're going to be put on unpaid leave and, you know, possibly terminated. And they would keep getting more and more harassing. And pretty soon they were going right to me because I wasn't answering. And so I thought, well, what am I going to do? So I put in another religious exemption, especially for the testing. I, you know, found out through a lawyer that I talked to, a friend talked to first and gave me the information on what to write. And I wrote it and I submitted it. And I also submitted it with their form because I thought, how am I going to get around this? And I submitted it with their form. I signed it, but I crossed out the testing, and they hated that because that's the whole reason they put the form through. It's trickery, you know, and I put a note next to it that I do not agree with the testing. And I signed it, you know, next to it, making sure that I cover all my bases there. Well, they didn't like that at all. And I just kept, after that, I kept getting more and more harassing letters. So on the 27th, that's when, on that Monday, I came in, even though I was told that if you cannot come on school grounds on that date, you're not allowed on school grounds if you don't submit to the testing. So when I went in that morning, I don't know if you saw that video, I was confronted with two of my own colleagues. So my principal wasn't
Lorna, if you hold up a second. Spencer, I sent you those two other videos. Maybe you can get those ready. Go ahead, Lorna.
I don't think that one was in it, but
Okay.
So do you want me to continue?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. So I was confronted with two of my own colleagues because my principal wasn't there, and they told me that I had to leave. They came to the gym where I was doing my duty. And in front of the teachers, in front of the students, they started confronting me about how I need to leave the building. And I said, well, I'm not fired. Am I fired? You know? And they said, well, we don't know anything about that. And that just was a huge turnoff to me, because how does an administrator tell my own coworkers my business?
Amen.
And I thought that has to be illegal.
Violation of HIPAA, I'd say.
Yeah. And so.
Do you have that on film?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you dummy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have it. So they basically said, oh, well, we don't want to talk about this in the gym. And I'm like, well, why did you confront me in the gym then? So they brought me to the office, tried to get John Robinson on the line, and he was not answering the phone. And in the video, they say to me that they were told the night before by my principal and John Robinson, in the orders of John Robinson, that they were to take me out if I were to come.
So in other words, Lorna, they didn't have the decency to call you the night before and say, Lorna, don't show up to work tomorrow, Miss.
No. And they had my own coworkers, you know, escort me out. So I stewed, you know, I was pretty fired up, and I still am. I have trouble sleeping at night sometimes, like last night. It's like when I was in Ohio, I was really happy. But when I come back to Connecticut, I'm oppressed here, you know.
Yeah.
So I had a hard time sleeping last night, but I gave it 2 days, and then I came back on that Thursday because I'm like, no, I'm not letting this go. So I went in again because I wanted to make sure that my principal had to confront me, and he didn't know I was coming. And I had it on video walking in, walked right past my principal, and he confronted me. What are you doing here? You should have gone to the Board of Ed. I said, no one told me to go to the Board of Ed. And he said, well, did you basically conform to what we want you to do? And I said, no, I'm not conforming to that. It's against my human rights, you know, and so forth. It's all in the video. And so he said, well, he said, you need to leave. I said, well, I'm not leaving. And he said, well, we're going to have to get somebody else to come in. I said, well, do what you have to do. And I went to my classroom, and that's when that happened with the video you just saw. And then after that, the police officer came.
They actually bring the police and have the police escort you out, right, Lorna?
Yeah, and he actually was a very kind person. I mean, I wish that he just wouldn't go along with it at all, but I have to say that.
Lorna, I have to ask this. I'm sorry. Are the students aware this is going on? Are they aware that Mrs. Nigg is being arrested or taken out?
Well, what they did is while I was in the classroom, it felt like kind of a lockdown. There's no art today came on the announcements. Like I was some kind of, you know, hardened criminal. I've been there for 17 years. I had a good relationship with my principal. You know, I do my job well. I'm a very good art teacher. You know, I work hard. Yeah, so they put on the announcement, so it made me feel like, oh, wow, like, you know, I'm some bad person all of a sudden. I'm Typhoid Mary
should have told him you were a tranny. That's what you should have told him if you were thinking about transitioning.
Right. So so that comes up to this point. I don't know if you wanted to show the police officer video first, but, you know, I could tell you what I did after.
Yeah, go tell us. Come on.
Okay, so the next thing I did was, you know, after being escorted
Let me interrupt again. It's what I do best.
Okay.
If you want one of those videos queued up, let us know, and we'll get it up and running. Go ahead.
Okay, so basically, I was escorted out, went home, just in shock of what's going on. Although I knew it was going to happen when you're actually in it, when you have an income. I'm, you know, I've been single for 17 years. I've always been able to, you know, pay the bills. And I like, you know, I never really had that worry of, you know, not knowing if income's going to come in. So it's a very scary thing. So I'm brewing again, and I'm like, okay, plan B, be a thorn in their side. So I started making like signs because I'm an artist. And I said, I'm going out right in front, you know, by the school. And I go to the Four Corners where it's real busy. And I've been holding up signs, and I've had quite a bit of support from people. One Saturday, there were like a bunch of Patriots that came out. There were about 25 people that came out. And every day, even during the week, I get at least six people that come out and support me.
So let's get this straight. Let's get this straight. You show up for work every day, don't go in the building, but take signs, and you're picketing outside your own school. Is that what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing. From I get there early, 8 o'clock in the morning, and I stay till about 10.
So do your any of your students come up to you? Any teachers come up?
The police officer told me I can't stand like right in front of the school. Oh, so I stand at the Four Corners, but they do see me because their buses go by. So they see me.
By the way, you can stand right at the
front. Yeah, I know. I was thinking that too. So I think that's my next plan, is to get right in front of the school.
Gotta pick your battles though, don't you? Gotta pick your battles.
Yeah.
So I noticed on one of the videos, I'm scrolling over here looking at something, Lorna. I noticed on one of the videos, let me ask it another way. Do you have any representation, Lorna? Do you have an attorney?
I spoke to a lawyer one time, and like, you know, it's going to be $350. She said, if you want to talk to me anymore, and when you don't have, when your income is suddenly cut off, and what happens when they put you on unpaid leave is I can't get into my pension. I can't get into my retirement money. They cut off my, I called John Robinson the other day, and I asked him about my medical insurance, because my kids are on my medical insurance. And he basically said, well, you have to pay the $600 a month that you've been paying, you know, because it's a lot of money. And I'm like, well, how do I do that when you cut my income out? You know, and to keep the life insurance, I would have to keep paying. It's like it's such a game that they're playing in it. I'm really fired up today, too. I'm pretty mad, actually.
You never know.
I fight this so hard. I want to make them so miserable for what they did to me and what they're doing to everyone in this nation. And it's completely planned, because it seems like I have a friend that's going through this. I have another teacher that came out the other day who's going through this same thing. A real strong Christian guy who the same exact thing. He didn't want to do the testing. He didn't conform to anything. He's on unpaid leave. It's the same game. He got the same threatening letters. This is planned. This was planned. Okay. This whole thing was planned probably, I don't know how many years ago, but they were trained. I believe they were trained and coached on exactly what to do. And they're being coached by lawyers or something. So, and they knew that, you know, there would be so many lawsuits that there wouldn't be any lawyers available too. And you know that that's happening.
Well, we're going to find you one, Lorna.
Yeah.
I mean, I may be speaking out of turn. I have to talk to Dr. Sherry and Ohio Brett. And Brett, you don't have to come in and say anything about it. We're going to help you, Lorna. In fact, folks, I'm going to ask you to do something else. I'm going to ask some of you to go to CoachDaveLive.com and kick in some money to help support Lorna. She's in for just daily expenses, paying her mortgage and kids in college, feeding, food, and all that kind of stuff. We can't let this warrior, we can't let her be trampled on, folks. We can't let this happen.
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate all the generosity, you know, over the weekend too. I mean, yeah, I'm used to, I worked really hard to get to the point I was. I paid my way through college. I worked part-time and I went to college part-time. So it took me a long time to get through college, like not like normal, where people take out a loan, you know? And then when you get into school, or you start teaching, you start at a really, you know, low pay, and you gradually move up the steps. And here I am practically on the top, you know, and you're used to making a certain income. And I have, like I said, bills and so forth. But it wasn't something, you know, my career means a lot to me because I worked really hard for it, is what I'm
folks,
trying
to say. I don't know if I'm going to open it up, let somebody get in here. Lorna, folks, I don't know if you know this. This is the way teachers' salaries work. All right. They have what's called a salary scale. It's negotiated by the union. By the way, union been helping you, Lorna. They've been in there fighting for you, haven't
they? I just got a call the other day, and she basically, I didn't call her back yet because I want to speak to someone who understands the union first. But she basically said that the pretty much the only option you have is to resign. And I'm not doing it.
This is the
That's
union.
What they want us to do. They want us to resign or quit. Yep. And guess what? I didn't do anything wrong. I don't deserve to have to resign. I don't deserve to have to quit. I did absolutely nothing wrong except not want something poison in my body and not have to have some poison stick up my nose or have to be tracked by some spit test. I didn't want any of that. I don't want any of that. You know,
my body, my choice. Fight it. My body, my choice. So, folks, again, the way teachers, I've been out of the profession for quite a while, but a beginning teacher has a negotiated salary negotiated by the union. And let's say the first year teacher makes $25,000. Then a second year teacher makes $27,000 and a third year teacher makes $30,000 and a fourth year teacher, you get a percentage increase every year. So in other words, a beginning teacher, somebody explain this to me. I can't imagine in any other business it'd be like this. You come in and you get the lowest salary, you start at $20,000, and there are people working in the same school, teaching students just the same as you are, who are making $60,000. Is that right? Is that right, Lorna?
Oh, yeah. And I also went and got my master's. So when you get your master's, you go 2 more years, then you can get on a little bit higher scale, you know, yeah. But it takes a long time because you're going up the steps.
It has
not
nothing.
Only that, they freeze your pay too at certain years. They're like, oh, pay is frozen. Yep. So I had that 3 times happen. So it took me a lot longer to get to almost the top here.
And by the way, it has nothing to do with performance. And I'm going to tell you, public school teachers, listen to me. The greatest waste of money is to old retired teachers who are riding out the string. They get in there. They nobody can fire them. They've been using the same lesson plans for 20 years. Right, Lorna?
Yeah,
right,
and Lorna? I'm always changing mine up because I don't like the same thing. I'm always, you know, doing new lessons for the kids every single year.
The deliberate dumbing down of America. Let me get Michelle in here. Come on in, Michelle.
Morning, family. Okay, Lorna, I made a list of questions while you were speaking.
Whoa.
I was curious, what do you mean when they say that your religious exemption is being reviewed? What does that mean?
I guess a bunch of people go on a round table and they decide whether your religious exemption is good or not. Yeah, they're going to decide whether they're going to accept it or not. So somehow these people have some kind of, I don't know. That's such a big turnoff too, that somebody can look, you know, try to judge me on my beliefs, get around the table and decide.
It doesn't even matter, Lorna. It doesn't even matter because your constitutional right
exactly
to religion is God-given. Nobody can question it, period.
Yeah, I thought the religious exemption was like an umbrella coverage that...
But they're doing it everywhere, right? They're doing it everywhere. Next
yes,
question,
they are. Michelle. They're doing it everywhere.
Next question, Michelle.
What is the HIPAA application if they don't apply it? What's the point of having a HIPAA? Yeah.
Because for some reason... These people are above the law, and so isn't our governor. He just totally went against the Constitution of the United States of America.
Hey, friends, listen to this.
All right.
Sorry to interrupt. I'm not sorry. That's a lie. It's my job to interrupt.
It's okay. You can interrupt.
I don't know if you guys saw this or not. Spencer, let me get over, see if I put that thing in there. I think I did. Where is it? Right there. Spencer, pull up... I didn't put it in there. I knew I wouldn't. They're now saying that there's no written documentation that Joe Biden ever made an executive order. He just went on TV and said he made an executive order. There's no paperwork to it. There is no mandate, national, federal. There is none. He simply made a press conference and said it. There's no documentation. And the reason lawyers aren't able to sue at this point is because why? They have no document from which to sue. There is no document, legal document that they can bring suit on. Rochelle, come on in.
Hey, good morning, team. You know, in the meantime, you've got a wonderful skill, and I don't know how it is in your neck of the woods, but there's been a lot of homeschools that have started and little communities that have come together and people who are working together to educate their children. And maybe if you travel, if you're able to travel, you could bring your skills and projects. It would be a way for you to have an income in the inner room. Not even just that so much. It just seems like you want to keep working and work with students.
Okay, oh,
so
yeah.
You would definitely be answering a niche call out there.
Okay, Rochelle, I love you. And this is not an attack on you. So please don't take it that way. Folks, we cannot. I understand what you said, Rochelle. We can't say we can no longer allow them to run us out of the system, folks. We can no longer say, oh, well, I'll just go get another job. We can't let that go on. This is a war on Christianity, friends. Yes. You mean to tell me they don't know you're a Christian, Lorna?
They don't know. No, they sure do. I believe.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure it's pretty liberal out there and godforsaken.
Oh, yeah. Right? You know, they were pushing the CRT in the past few years, calling us non-color. Had to endure some of their terrible workshops. It's been pretty hard working
Isn't Joe Biden from Connecticut?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Joe Biden was the senator from Connecticut, wasn't he?
Delaware.
Oh, Delaware. Delaware.
Okay. I didn't think so. We have Blumenthal and Murphy and all that.
You got Blumenthal. Oh, my God. Get out of there. Craig Mickle, come on in. You know, no zeros, you know, Craig.
As we go forward with her case, I think the lawyer should ask for how many religious exemptions were presented and how many were approved and how many were disapproved, because that's very tangible information.
Very good point, Craig. And did they approve some of them, and based on what did they approve them? Lord, I think they're in trouble. I think they're in trouble. We got to get you an attorney. Now, I'm speaking again without talking to Dr. Sherry and those others who are involved in this, but in my opinion, we got to find somebody. See, that's part of the problem, friends, finding an attorney in Connecticut.
It is hard.
Finding a Connecticut that who will come against this.
And being able to pay one when you have no income. That's the problem.
That's really hard.
And they knew this. They knew that they would be swamping the lawyers and that they wouldn't be available.
Yep,
I believe that was part of the plan.
They knew what they were doing. Myra, come on in.
Good morning, Saints. How you doing, Lorna?
Hi.
Always a pleasure seeing you, sister.
Nice to meet you.
I love you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Michelle, come on back in.
Sorry, I've got two more questions. What is the implication of the police officer complying? The fact that he was called in and that he did arrest you, what is the implication statewide of that?
He didn't arrest me. He escorted me out.
That's a great question, okay. Though. That's right. That's right, because he's acting under the color of law when it is not a law. That's any lawyers out there listening? That's pretty important. He came in enforcing a law that was not a law. Can't do that. Good catch, Michelle. One more.
Yeah, do they place you on administration on purpose so you can't claim your insurance? Like, they don't fire you.
Yeah, that's what they're doing basically to everyone I know and to everyone who's going through this, is they're putting them on unpaid leave. Many people are just walking. You know, they're either resigning or they're quitting. That's the problem. If more people would say, no, I didn't do anything wrong, so I'm not going to quit. You know, if more people would just not do that, then we'd have a bigger case,
Lorna,
think.
Did they
have to fire you? They have to. If they don't fire you, you just keep on hanging.
They are not going to fire me. They're actually going to get, I heard they get fined by the government if they fire us.
So, Lorna, did you ever think about blinking?
Think about what?
Blinking. when they're there saying, if you don't get out of here, we're going to arrest you. Did you ever blink, feel like, well, I'll just blink. I'll just go take the vaccine.
No, I would never, ever take the vaccine. I struggled with the testing, I have to say, but I was like, no, I took a weekend and I thought about it because, you know, I think, well, maybe there's a place I could fake it. And then I thought, no, that's not morally right. And I just didn't do it. I couldn't do it. So I said, no. And I made up my mind, and that was it. I was not gonna conform to their testing either, because their testing is a big lie. There's poison on the tip. Governor Lamont makes money on the testing. His wife has something in it where she's making money too. there's false positives. One of those, I forgot what the test is, the PCR test, the FAST test was actually, I don't know, it was taken off by the FDA. It was this.
Yeah, we know all that.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Okay.
People all watch Coach Dave
live. Right. Yeah, you guys are all informed.
We're all top up. We see countries now refusing to vaccinate the citizens. You guys seen that? I was a little sloppy this morning because I knew she was coming in. I didn't pull everything up. There are literally countries who stopped the vaccination now. Countries.
Hey, Coach?
Yes.
Can I interrupt? Iceland. I was going to try.
Iceland. Thank you, Vinny. That's one of them. Iceland.
Romania is another one.
Who've literally stopped it. What's going on here?
Sweden.
In Sweden. Listen, he's great. Huh? Right? Good old US of A, though. I believe
Poland, too.
Spencer, pull up quickly the ChristianRevolution.net. Twofold appeal here, folks. Here's the way we, right now we're seeing the Christian Revolution operate. We want to get Lorna an attorney. We want to do it. We have the money to get her an attorney. Or there, what pages? There's what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I'm talking to myself on my own computer. We have the money to hire her an attorney. And here's the way that it works so that you guys understand. We go through a process. I don't get to make the call. There's a picture there of Dr. Sherry Timpenny, Ohio. Brett and I, we will we'll have a conference call over which ones we can support at this time, depending on our finances. As I said, we've already got about 6 lawsuits up and ready to run right now. But what we will try to do then, when I go to New Hampshire this week, one of the things that we'll try to do is we'll try to raise money for Lorna out of her area, right? We're going to go to New Hampshire or wherever and say, listen, here's one of them. Here is, what do they call that? Here's the child. My brain quit. Anyway, will you guys help support the defense of Lorna? Will those of you in Delaware or Weatherby, New Hampshire, would you guys please help us support? We don't know how much it's going to cost, but we would love to raise $10,000 to initially get Lorna up and running here. Now, if we decide that this is a case that we're going to pick up, the Christian Revolution, Ohio, Brett, Sherry, and I, we said, yeah, this is the one. We will forward the money to get a lawyer for Lorna. We'll do that. But we try to refill the coffers by getting people locally to also stand up and support Lorna. Does that make sense to you, Lorna? Do you understand what we're trying to do?
Yes, I do.
We have $10,000. We could write a check right now for $10,000 to your attorney. But we also believe that there are people in your community who want to fight back as well. And we want to build an army around you rather than us just taking the money, giving you the money, and then moving on. So we're strategic in what it is that we're trying to do. Right. Ohio Brett, are you out there at all? Ohio Brett, you want to comment on that? So folks, you can go right here and donate any amount of money. We would love 100, but if you can't do 100, donate whatever. It's going to help Lorna and others like Lorna. But we would also ask you, if you could, go to Coach Dave Live. And let's keep food on her table and her medical bills, medical insurance paid, and all that stuff as well. Brett, go ahead. Just kind of your feedback on it, Brett. Because Brett and I are we're going to be in New England this weekend. We're going to be in New Hampshire. We're going to be in Maine. And we're going to be talking about Lorna and what's happened to her.
Well, Lorna, I can't meet you. I saw all the videos. We stand beside you.
Thank you.
The twofold ask, go to thechristianrevolution.net and go to CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. Lorna, we're on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll get after it. Thanks, Brett. So, folks, there's the other. And the other donation that you would make to CoachDaveLive.com would go directly to Lorna. We'll send her a check this morning. It says this. There's nothing worse. If all a Christian can do when a Christian sees a friend in conflict, in trouble, if all we can say is, I'll pray for you, be warm and be filled. That's what we do. If we can't stand up and help those of our brothers and sisters, especially the brave brothers and sisters who are in need, the frontline warriors, if we can't stand up and support them, God help us. We will never win. Tell your pastor you're sending this week's tithe to Lorna. Go ahead. Come on in, Joe Allen and Craig.
It's a shame these lawyers won't step up and do pro bono for people.
Well, also, like Joseph, we have to understand they're scared of the bar as well, brother. Go ahead,
Joseph.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know what we found? I have a list. Boy, if I had time, maybe I can find it here. We found somebody smarter than me. somebody is compiling a list of lawyers all across America, state by state, who are already engaged in some of these battles. So we're going to get it done. We're going to find them. We're going to get it done. Craig, come on in.
You know, Coach, when we used to watch the movies, the wagon trains going out west, what did they do when they got attacked? Circle the wagon. They all made a circle
the wagon.
Right?
I wasn't following.
We need to circle the wagons around the people who are doing this and support them, just like they did. Otherwise, they never would have made it out west if they didn't stick together.
And so, Craig, we're in a war, aren't we, brother? We're already in a war. We're dead middle. And if you can't see the war on Lorna as a Christian, folks, can you imagine if they did this to her, if she was a black single mother? Can you imagine? Can anybody out there imagine? What if she was a gay single mother? Would they be doing this? No. She'd have got that medical exemption, wouldn't you, Lorna? You'd have got that medical exemption had you been a gay Christian woman or gay single mother. Oh, yeah. You'd have got that thing for sure. Come on in, Rochelle, then Reggie.
Okay. Hey, thanks. Hey, team. So this is all just so unfair. You know, I just, my whole body
makes me livid.
And there's so many stories out there like this. Yeah. This organization, the ChristianRevolution.net, is really needed. There's a 16-year-old student in Wyoming. Have you heard about her? She went to jail for not wearing a mask, got arrested.
Unbelievable.
And you're needed everywhere. I also want to say that these types of cases, if you get in there and get, just get good people who can make a ruling. This could set precedents, and a lot of the battle will be won in the beginning before, you know, you can just set precedent for it.
Amen.
Go team.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Reggie. Come on in.
Hey, Lorna. I want you to get my number from Coach. I've already been going to war for you. I'm pissed off.
Me too.
I go after the spiritual realm because I understand it. Not saying you don't. I'm not saying you don't, but I want to tell you some things to do in the spiritual realm when you go stand on those corners. And right now I have somebody looking up how far Connecticut is, because if I can get out there, I'm going to come stand by your side. I'm that pissed off right now.
Put up her Facebook page.
I appreciate that.
Put up her Facebook page for us real quick there, Spencer, if you could.
I totally understand it.
She does get it, Reggie. Scroll down there a little bit and just look at some of the things that Lorna's doing. She's just, keep going, man. She's just not laying back and taking it. She's taking back to the streets. She's fighting back. There she was at Sky High this week. This is on her Facebook page. She's doing, she's getting a lot of press about it. She needs more press. On down, this is, I'm sorry. Why should I just, anyway, she's out on the streets every day.
I post a lot.
Post a lot. She's out on the streets every day. She's fighting back. There she is. She's taking it to the streets. Hey, Spencer, I just sent you an email, sent it to Jared's email, of lawyers in America that are willing to fight. So, Lorna, here's what you have. This is where you can really help us, Lorna. You find an attorney. We'll help you. But if you can call around and you can find an attorney that you can trust that's going to fight, that's who we'll put into the game for you, okay? But
I do have one. I'm just wondering if she's still available, because she was so swamped too. And she, you know, when she said to me, yeah, I can, you know, you just need to hire me. At the time, I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, well, let's follow up on it, because the sooner we get something flowing there, right? But Lorna, folks, we have to be really, really careful that we're not hiring lawyers that just want to make money, right? Just in it for the money. We want somebody who's going to get down and dirty and ride hard and do everything that they can to win. Okay, Michelle, come on back in. Quiet crew out there today. No coaching today. Go ahead.
Coach, in response to your question, if she was LGBT or trans or gay or whatever, she would have had the vaccine. She wouldn't have been in this situation.
If she was any of those things other than a Christian. Mark Trump, come on in.
Can one of your lawyers vet her lawyer and give her an indication of his quality?
Great question, Mark. Lorna, did you hear what he said? Once you get an attorney, once you find an attorney, you contact us. And we'll have one of our attorneys vet that attorney.
Okay.
Okay. because we don't want you to get, we don't want some shyster to get a good point, Mark. And yes, we will do that. Anything else? I got a couple more things I want to pop. Anything else for Lorna? Questions, comments?
I think we need to find a person in every state that your focus coach.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yes. Lorna, somehow or another, maybe you could appeal to everyone that's listening and try to get them. What made you break over into fighting, right? What made you less fearful? Because a lot of people are fearful of not getting money. It's so important. I just think it's important, Lorna.
Okay, so.
Hang on a second, Lorna, because folks, Lorna's no different than us. We see so many Christians afraid to lose their jobs that they bend and bow, right? Why didn't you, Lorna? Why didn't you bend and bow?
I just have always been this way, for one, and just being a strong Christian. But I also stand for life. So I stand with Operation Save America. So the Lord is preparing me for this. So I've already took the step and gone out, and I stand for the unborn.
So, Lorna, I'm not putting words in your mouth. The fact that there's unborn baby tissue in those vaccines is another reason why.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so one thing I can say to every person out there is if you're fearful at all, when you take that first step of faith and you actually go out, God is going to give you a boldness that you've never had before.
Amen.
And I feel the Holy Spirit right now. Like, you will be.
He will never leave you, and he will never forsake you, right?
Yes, he will give you strength. He will give you the go before you. And one of the things you need to pray always when you go out, and I do understand the battle, you need to be praying against the enemy, of course, and putting on your full armor. But you also need to be praying that the Lord gives you the words to say, because it's so easy to speak from the flesh when you need to be speaking from the Spirit. And I believe, you know, when I was, the day I went in, that's when, I confronted the people in those videos, I was praying and I was asking God to give me the words and to go before me, and to, because the Lord did tell us, he said that he would give us the words in these days, these dark days that are coming. He would give us the words, and we need to, and he's also going to strengthen you. But you do need to, you know, you might be fearful at first, but you do need to take that first step, and then the Lord's going to see that you did that. And then he's going to give you that.
He's going to start clapping his hands.
Yeah.
The word says you shall be brought before governors and kings.
That's right.
As a testimony against them and against the Gentiles. And think not what you shall speak, for it shall be given unto you that same hour what you shall speak, for it's not you that speaks, but your Father that speaks through you. Have you felt that, Lorna?
Oh, absolutely. I feel it. And it, you know, whenever I get, you know, because it's, I'm not going to say that I don't have moments of fear, and I don't have moments of discouragement. I do. And I have to fight it, and I have to pray, and I have to, you know, get closer to God, and I have to be around like-minded people who are encouraging me.
Amen. Amen. Revelation. Is that Jerry 2015? Is that you, Jerry? I forget.
Wes.
Wes. Come on in, Wes. I'm sorry.
Hey, Lorna. I was fearful too in the beginning of all of this. July 2020, I was fired from my job at a supermarket for refusing to wear the mask.
Good view.
And then I filed unemployment for 60 weeks. And after all that, I got nothing. So, but God had something else lined up for me. So I know your fears about being able to pay the bills and stuff. But like you said, you just got to take that first step and go out there, and he'll find something else for you.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Wes. Bobby Lee, then Steve Deck, then Dale.
Yeah, these administrative cockroaches aren't strong enough to stand by themselves. That's why they have to walk in support of each other, all right? So by nature, we are stronger than they are. But it goes back to what I'm saying. We have to control our mind and that sort of thing, and force it to do what it doesn't want to do. That said, we're at a point now, I mean, paying bills. We need to stop paying everything except what doesn't need to be paid. So now it's about self-preservation. Where they've pushed us to this point, it's self-preservation, and then we control ourselves, have no fear in Christ, and then we punch back.
Amen. Amen, Bobby. Amen. Dale, come on in. Steve, did you disappear there, man? Did I miss Steve? Steve will come back. Go ahead, Dale.
Brother, when I read in Ephesians chapter 6, this is for us Christians out there, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, girded with our belt with the truth, the word of truth, feet shod with the gospel of peace, shield of faith, the sword of the spirit. I don't see no stinking mask as part of our, as our armor, brother. We need to take these stupid diapers off.
Amen. I'm with you, Dale. I'm with you. Now, folks, look, pull up there, Spencer. It says no subject, has no subject on it. Spencer, pull that email up. Steve, did you want to say something? I didn't want to.
No, I'm good.
Okay, buddy. Okay. Friends, let's make some phone calls. Anybody want to make some phone calls? Anybody want to?
Let's do it.
That's not what I want, Spence. The next one. Yep. I just did send it to you, Spence. It's a brand new one I just sent your way. There it is, folks. Here's a Bloomfield Board of Education. There it is. 860-769-4200. And ask for the superintendent or the assistant superintendent. And ask them some piercing questions. Ask them if they would do that to Lorna if she was black. Would they do that to her if she was a homosexual? Would they do that to, you know how the game's played, right? But let's put a little bit of pressure on these folks. By the way, these folks work for Lorna. You know we got it backwards. She's a taxpayer. They work for her, and they put her on unpaid leave after 17 years of loyalty to this school district. This is the Bloomfield, Connecticut Board of Education. Bloomfield, Connecticut Board of Education. 860-769-4200. Right? Anybody else get up? I got a happy story to end with. Anybody else want to jump in here? Speak now or forever hold your peace. I'll pause and wait a second.
Coach, I was in a meeting last night for the Mid-Ohio Valley. We had a packed house, a lot of new members. There's a lot of people in Lorna's situation. It's very, very, very emotional. And there is a lot of anger, but people are standing up. I mean, they're coming out. And so yes, ma'am. Just God bless her and all these people that are going through this. And it's going to take an army to back them. It's going to take an army to fight with them.
Amen. We need some lawyers. Glenn, come on in.
Yeah, quickly, Coach, I just want to relate. Last night, there were about eight of us that attended the Westerville School Board meeting. Now, 2 weeks ago at that meeting, I was the only one not wearing a mask. Nobody said a word to me. Last night, about eight of us, JR was there, Laura Eichamp from Moms for Liberty, and a group of other people, all of us went in without masks. They looked at us. They went into an executive session. They came out. And the meeting, and they adjourned the meeting. They never had the meeting. And what happened was the people that were wearing masks got angry against the people not wearing masks and blamed it on us because they didn't have a chance to voice their concerns. So they pitted, because of what they did, they pitted the audience against each other.
You don't suppose that was a setup, do you, Glenn? That wouldn't have been a setup. God bless you, man. Thanks for going, Glenn. JR had filled me in on that one as well. Stacy, come on in. No, she just left. Claire. Go ahead, Stacy. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just going to ask her, whenever we were told that we could file for the religious exemption, they've got a list of questions. Like, have you taken any in the past so many years? When did you take your last one? Why have you quit taking them? Or did she just fill out religious exemption and be done with it?
Good question. What'd you do there? What'd you do, Lorna?
Well, initially I filled out a religious exemption. I wrote my own and two more I put in. But I found out, and then I also put one in because of everything. I put one in for the test.
I'm sorry, Lorna, listen. Hey, folks, it ain't none of their freaking business.
Yeah.
Period. Since when does the school board or some administrator get to determine the validity of your religious beliefs? Where is that, folks? Where is that? Come on in, Clay.
It ought to be an interesting morning here. The Virginia Department of Transportation is coming to the office to audit the records. And they're all going to have their mask on, and I'm not. So we're just going to see how it goes this morning.
All right, brother. Amen. Joe Allen. Boy, everybody wants in there. Go, Joe.
Lorna, have you had a school board meeting yet in your area?
Well, where I work is an hour. It's like 50 minutes away. So I haven't been to a Board of Ed meeting, but I did talk to a group about going to it. And then we looked it up, and they don't even have a listing of any dates on when they're going to have a Board of Ed meeting online.
Hmm. That's worth doing. John Lee, come on in.
Yeah, I just wanted to say just yesterday, I had a friend of mine that lives out on the East Coast. I'm not sure which one of those states he lives in, but he's a Border Patrol. And he was looking for those exemptions. And I gave him Coach Dave's link that he had given us.
Awesome.
And I'm just staying in contact with him, see, because he's really concerned too. And I just wanted to relay that. I'm right there with everybody.
Thanks, John. Thanks, John. Hey, folks, if everybody gave $20, Lorna's bills will be paid next month. Go ahead, Gene. Then Dustin.
Oh, yeah, you caught me off guard here. But anyway, have you ever heard of Jeff Klein?
Yes.
Of that Coffee and Klein?
Oh, no, that's a different one.
Yes. He's a lawyer that sends out emails instructing people what their steps are. I'm going to send that email to you, Coach.
That'd be great, Gene, if you would. Thank you.
Okay.
Dustin Ryan, come on, Dustin.
Two things. I work for the feds. So our mandates coming up are due here in November. And I've been working.
Even though there's no written mandate, I don't know if I've discovered that today. Go ahead.
Correct. So two things. I am not requesting anything. I am demanding that my rights be recognized as it should be. And then the other thing is my question to my employer is going to be is what religious person is going to review my exemption and can I have their information as well? Because I want to know.
Oh, good one. Good one.
What denomination they are.
Good question, Dustin. Very, very good. That's right. Jeff Klein.
Coach, just to let you know, I guess tonight one of the schools have a vote on whether to drop the mask. And Thursday night, another one's got another school board meeting. And I even heard of the second school. They're going to try and bring the vote up again to drop these masks. So keeping the pressure on them, and then we'll get some of our people gathered up here too to help send her some money. So,
amen. Hey, Jeff, somebody just texted me. Bloomfield Board of Education meetings are held online. Wouldn't you know it? Wouldn't you know it? Dale, go ahead, Dale.
Brother, this is just like out of the abortion clinic where they use Matthew chapter 7, right? Judge not. These are atheists, and they're the ones that's determining what our religious faith and belief is. Are we freaking nuts?
That's unbelievable, isn't it? Hey, listen, I'm going to give you a word of encouragement. Spencer, pull up that email from our guys over in New Zealand. You had it up there a minute ago. This is a little bit of an encouragement. This is from Tony and the crew over in New Zealand. Got this yesterday. Hi, Coach. We're still alive and kicking here in Kiwi land, which is New Zealand. I'm always amazed at the reach. I was amazed Saturday, 19 different states. Little old me, are you kidding me? That's how you know the Holy Spirit's breathing on this thing. He says, we continue to listen to the recorded huddle for a feed each day. Be sure to say good day to the crew for us. He's saying hi to all you folks. The CV-19 is having its toll on us as mandatory vaccine mandates have been passed and now rolling out. And our Salt and Light Brigade here in Kiwi Land huddle is braced for no jab, no job. Our faith is strengthened as we stand our ground, knowing that our very stand means the real possibility of losing everything this side of Christmas. Seems like madness, but at the same time, the battle for the preborn was started over 4 years ago, and it rages in our town as we up the ante and continue to expose abortion in steps with your brigades. We are now approaching the DHB District Health Board and working our way through members trying to get the pro-life Christian members on our side. How can they not know what is going on under their very noses? The abortionists will be getting a visit from the boys very soon as well. Hey, with no job and no lawns to mow, we're all transforming from time poor to rich. I'm sorry, from time poor to time rich for the battle. Make no mistake, this work of the Lord here is a direct result of past assault. We owe you one. As you often say, you have no impact, no idea the impact you have, right? I hope this encourages you and all of you. To God be the glory. Tony Sumner. Is that unbelievable? The battle rages. It's a different day where they are. So far away, it's a different day. And the battle rages.
Amen.
That's awesome.
Brothers, we're winning this thing. We're winning. Tracy, quickly, you can close it up. Go.
No? I just wanted to say, in our meeting last night, it was Brett, Ohio Brett, ends up in our Zoom call, big screen in front of the meeting, pushing the Christian Revolution, and it was awesome, and everybody was in tune. I mean, he did a great job. He is out there doing, he's fighting, Coach.
He's doing
an awesome job. He had everybody captivated.
Amen. Hey, rise up, O men of God, have done with lesser things. Give heart and soul and mind and strength to serve the King of Kings. Rise up, O men of God. The church for you doth wait, her strength unequal to her task. Rise up and make her great. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.